Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. In case you missed it, our state's newest automotive manufacturer recently showed the world the prototypes of the two new vehicles they will be building in Blythewood, located in the Midlands of our state. Jorn Petrie is Vice President of Plant Launch at Scout Motors. He joins us by phone now from his office in Columbia. Jorn, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
So since the announcement, the unveiling of these prototypes, what has been the feedback so far?
Oh, the feedback has been amazing. So the product design is really matching what the customer is expecting. It was a big challenge to, you know, our product is based on the old Scouts, which are a design icon. And presenting in the new world a new product with our new brand is a challenge, and the market shows that the feedback is amazing. The people love it. A lot of friends of mine, as you might have heard, I'm from Germany with my accent, already asking, can we export it? Right now, no, we're targeting the US market. And yeah, it gives us the energy now to move along with our factory construction here.
And I noticed that with this announcement, there was also maybe a change in the design or in the options, I guess, available to allow for a gas generator to expand the range. Is that something that, or how did that come about?
So these things don't come along just easily within 1 or 2 weeks. So it was always a thought on top of our mind. We listened to our customers. So the customer base had always the question is, what about the range? Can we have the capabilities of electric vehicles combined with the range that they need for off-roading and going into the woods? So we listened to our customer and have been developing this idea for a while.
Give us an update then on the site construction and how that is proceeding.
The site construction is within time schedule. Right now we're in the last, 5 to 10% of steelworks on site. By the end of the year, we want to have the steelworks completed. Earthworks are moving along as planned. And we're closing up shops already, putting in the last steel beam into our paint shop. So that one is almost closed off. We only have some sites open to move in the machinery. So we are on schedule and very thankful for the support from our suppliers as well as the state and the county.
And now talk about the hiring situation. How is that proceeding?
So we started off here in the office with 11 people, and now we're over 200. So we're making rapid progress here, focusing more on local hires. We have sent out our HR team to the universities. We have been at Clemson. We have been at USC. We had hiring events here in our connection center, Columbia downtown. So good progress, good candidates. Next year, it's going to be very interesting because we're going to double our workforce here in the area.
And now tell us the launch date of the first vehicle coming off the line.
So the launch date is always a secret, as you know. But what I can say is that we're targeting first production of the vehicle in 2027. And then the rest will be announced by the company.
And now I know when I visited the Scout Motors webpage recently, I noticed that there are overhead drone shots, kind of time-lapse photography showing how the project is going along. Is that continuing to be the case?
Oh, yeah. We got regular drone flights over the site, A, to check the progress, but B, also for the memories that this creates, like where we've been in the beginning of the year and where we will end up then when the first cars roll off the line.
And at what point do you expect that your office there in Columbia will be relocated out to the Blythewood location?
So we will be adding a first temporary office space beginning first quarter next year to the site. So a couple of folks will move over to the new temporary containers, but we'll continue having the space here because we have adding so many people there that we can't get enough containers for a while to locate them all over. Until then, in end of 20 or mid of 25, end of 25, we can move them on site and then later into the office building.
Well, Jorn, thank you so much for the update.
Thank you for having me.
Jorn Petri is Vice President of Plant Launch at Scout Motors, the facility being built in Blythewood, South Carolina. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. Or you can also hear this show again, and remember, you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.